8th parak of Bava Basra, first Mishnah. We are now starting a new concept of Yerusha. We will see in certain relationships inherit one another and certain do not. So each Neuchelim Umanchilim, the certain relationships which A can inherit from B and B can inherit from A. We'll see the Mishnah will spell them all out. Each Neuchelim Beloy Manchilim, there are those that inherit, but if they die, the other side, the B, will not inherit from them. Manchil v'loy noichlan, it's the other way around, that A will, if he dies, B will be Yerushim, but if B dies, A will not be Yerushim. And you have cases loy noichlan v'loy manchilan, the mishpacha, but one will not be Yerush from the other one. A loy noichlan manchilan, the cases which it goes in both directions, av es aponim, aponim es av. If the father dies first, his sons are Yerushim. If the sons die first, the father is Yerushim. Or Achim min ha'av, also paternal brothers. Whoever dies first is Yerush the other brother, provided they don't have children. If they have children, the children come first. If they have a father, the father comes first. But after that, they can be Yerush one another. All these are Noichlim Manchilim. It goes both directions. Now we're going to give a list of people that are Yerush, but if they die, the other one does not get it. Ish is Imoy. A person, if his mother died, he's Yerush the mother. But if he died, his mother's not Yerushim, because the usual goes to his father's side. The Isha's Ishtai, a husband and his wife, also he's Yerush's wife. Discussion of this midrash or not, but his wife is not Yerushim. If he dies, he's a ksufa, so she's entitled to the ksufa, but Yerushim not. Bnei Achoyos, also another case, sons of two sisters. Also in this case, the sons of his sister. So if he dies, then the Yerushim, right? Because in the case that he has a sister and he doesn't have children, so the sister will be Yerushim if there's no other brothers, and the male of her children will be Yerush her chelik. But if her sister, his sister's, if his sister died, then he will not be Yerush's sister. If his sister's son died, then if his sister's son died, then he will not be Yerush that son, because as we said, since the son has a father, the Yerush goes to the father's family, not to the mother's family. Yeah. Now we have another list of people that give over the Yerush but don't accept back. Isha's Paneah, a mother to her children, she dies, they get the Yerush. If they die, she does not get it, goes to the father's family. Isha's Baila, a woman, if she dies, her husband gets it, but she doesn't get from her husband if he dies. Achayim, the brothers of the mother, also, if they die, so the Yerush goes, if they don't have children, and they don't have brothers, the Yerush goes to the sisters' kids. But if the sister's kid, if the sister's child died, the Yerush will not go to the mother's brother. Achim in Aim, maternal brothers, they're not Yerush from one another, because the Yerush goes from the father's side, not from the mother's side.